Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ow. Those uncomfortable things we do for beauty.
Oof. Ouch.
And when it comes to whiter teeth, same story. Until now. Enjoy Wince-Free Whitening with new Sensodyne Clinical White. You'll get clinically proven whitening technology in an enamel-safe formula for two shades whiter teeth and 24/7 sensitivity protection. Sensodyne Clinical White, a whiter smile without the wince.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters. Both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hi-de-ho, everyone. My name's Mr. Fruit, and welcome back to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 98, featuring the boys.
Blue's back.
Blue's back. Papi, right. Welcome back. We missed you.
Sorry, guys. I was stuck in Mexico, and I had to, you know.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I was getting my routine yearly facial surgery done to change how I look. So.
Oh. Hey, got to keep it. Yeah, keep on the toes.
See, now I don't know what you look like anymore.
Yeah. Got to keep it fresh.
Every year, baby. We talk about Activision Blizzard.
We talk about Witch Queen. We talk about
Destiny 2, Witch Queen. We talk about McCree getting a name changed. OnlyFans being like
JK. Yeah, they obviously listen to our podcast.
And rewind, say, rewind. Yeah,
this isn't a good idea.
Rob saying I was really interested in making an OnlyFans, and then he was like, "Nah, maybe not." And then they were like, "Yeah,
oh, shit. Hey, reverse the policies.
Rob was like, "Here we go. It's his time."
Yeah, Halo Infinite news, release date, as well as some controversy. Plenty of video game controversy, it seems. Question and answers.
Halo being delayed.
Well, that was the Wait,
oh,
what?
Yeah, Halo controversy.
Well, it's not delayed, but certain aspects of the game are delayed. So part of Halo Infinite is delayed. Other stuff. Enjoy.
Pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the GG Over Easy Podcast, episode 98. And we're
almost there.
Yeah, we have a great idea for episode 100, right?
I said I'm coming over.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. Yeah.
And I'll edit it. So. We'll have the cuts and stuff like that. I'll even cut to like Blues Michael Cera. I miss cutting the podcast.
He's still here. We're good.
Cutting up the podcast was always fun. That was always like a nice kind of disconnect from my normal.
I'm disassociating. Don't talk to me. I'm disassociating while editing the podcast.
For real, it was I would literally just like rewatch it and then just go through it and just like monotonously like cut, slide, cut, slide. It was fun, though. It was like a really nice, easy editing kind of thing. Monotonous and boring, but easy.
Well, speaking of cut, slide, hello. Needy puppies this morning. Take the ball. Take it.
I have a needy cat, man. Do your dogs wake you up at like 3 a.m. ever or no?
Only if they like really have to go. Okay. Like if they're whining or something, that means they probably got a poo poo.
And it's probably Olive because Appa's probably just chilling in it already. Like,
no.
Like,
oh yeah. Oh. Well, it's a matter of if we can catch him in time. If Olive's whining, then that means she's really got to go because she's good about holding it. But anyway, yeah. Episode 98. Thanks cuts for and listening slides. And or watching.
Speaking of cuts and slides, you said.
Yeah, I was trying to think of it on the fly, but then I got distracted. I didn't really have it, cuts and slides. But we do have some topics to talk about today that we may or may not
Destiny
get
2
to.
Is back, question mark? You actually played it, Mr. Fruit. What was it like?
Oh, wow.
Back?
We're going right into it. Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, so we're just going to start with the Destiny. Oh. Well, I mean, we might as well.
Hey, we are a Destiny podcast. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
The season and then Witch Queen stuff.
The fact that so many people were like astonished to see me playing Destiny 2 is just bizarre.
Oh, my God. Mr. Fruit.
It's just a video game. And guess what? You can play some video games and take some breaks from video games. Okay.
I don't know, dude. I feel like it's only the Destiny community that has this idea that, like, if you go and leave Destiny to play another game, it's like, you can't come back.
Yeah.
Like, you can't come back.
Banished.
And like, you if you poser. Do come back, it's like an elephant in the room. And it's like, yeah.
Luke Smith comes out of your closet and says, you can't stream that.
It's like, you betrayed us. Mary. You look at the mirror and say Destiny 2 three times, and Luke Smith comes at you.
Fucking some fucking 40-year-old dude from Minnesota just comes out and just like, you are a fucking poser, dude. You can't play.
Not one of us.
But it's
you
so
left
true.
Us.
Like, so true.
Okay.
So true. That like... it's not that... I streamed Destiny 2... And I was so scared to go back in the Destiny 2 directory. I streamed in the Destiny 1 directory.
Dude, that's like the it's a serious problem.
I was just like
it's whatever. Well, like,
because I was doing the subathon and I was like 17 hours in. So at this point, I had like an hour left, and I was like, and Benny was like, "Hey, let's just play some Destiny." And I was like, "Whatever, it'll be funny." And everybody will freak out. And I was like, but I refuse to go in the Destiny 2 directory because I know it'll be like, whoa, you're back? Wait, dude, I thought you quit. Hey, man, you can't just come back like that. Hey, man, Hawkmoon. Like, it was
Hawkmoon
just, like,
wall.
Totally, like, not... I was like, I'll go to the Destiny 1 directory.
You know what? Let's just avoid that. Well, that's fair, I guess. But, yeah, Destiny 2 had its Witch Queen / new season reveal, where they unveiled what the Witch Queen will be when it releases February 2nd, 2022. And then... Funny. A little bit of what we got with going on with the new season of the Lost, as well as during December we'll be having the 30-year anniversary of Bungie, so events coming and going there. And I hate to start it like this, but I'm gonna say it.
Uh-oh.
Say it.
It was whelming. It was
about the Witch Queen reveal.
Yeah. Okay. It was okay. I was like, yeah, but like it didn't blow me away, which to be fair, I guess at this point I probably just have unrealistic expectations, but like
what would it take you to be blown away?
That's what I'm waiting for, Destiny. I don't know.
Yes, Dame.
Like, I mean, the glaive's cool. I'm excited about that. I like
that's
any
like the
sharp...
swamp, right? Or what? No, what's glaive?
It's a weapon.
I thought you were talking about the environment. That comes into which
one?
The new weapon archetype. Yeah.
Oh, I thought glaive was like the new like land they called it. Like, ooh,
oh,
glaive.
Ooh.
Like, yeah.
Well, that'll be
swamps.
Savathun's dream world.
Oh, okay.
Throne world.
Yeah. My bad. But is it any different? It feels like a dream. You play by the rules anyway. New supers. For the enemy.
Yeah,
for the enemy.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, to be fair, I didn't really expect a new subclass because they're finally putting the light subclasses to the stasis treatment, which is good.
Yeah, but they didn't show us anything, and all we're getting apparently is like some fragments for only Void. I wish they'd be like, yo, here's the whole light revamp, but they're just gonna roll it out slowly.
See, my problem isn't like the supers or subclasses or anything. It's just like I want the loot to mean something. Like I want.
Well, that was my other problem. They're like, look at all this stuff and this new weapon. I'm like, cool, but how much of there is gonna be? Like, yeah. Is it going to be like, are we talking whatever the fudge that moon one was? I can't remember the name. Shadowkeep, whatever, where it's like, yeah. There's like 10 weapons the entire expansion. Go crazy. It's like, bruh.
Well, like, I think Destiny has become a cycle for me in the sense that big new expansion like Taken King or something like that yeah. comes along. I play it hard for like a month maybe until like that day one raid comes out. Day one raid comes out. I never touch it again.
Deuces.
Yeah. Like, I head out. And I had a good time. You know the Jake Gyllenhaal meme when he's walking out like...
Yeah.
Walking out like that. That's me after the day one raid. It's just... All right, that was fun. Had a great time.
See you guys next year. All right.
I'll see you guys in about 2 years.
No, I understand the same thing. And there was some nice quality life. So some things that came with like Season of the Lost, crossplay. That's really cool. It's a big thing. Glad that's rolled out.
Recoveries are banned.
They're cracking down on trials. Finally, seems like to where it might actually be playable. And they've implemented BattleEye anti-cheat. We'll see how well that works.
Very poggers.
Yeah. So that's nice. Finally getting an anti-cheat. So they're making strides and improvements there. Aside from that, though, we're still waiting to see what exactly, you know, what they're doing with PvP. But it was cool to see. I mean, as much of the meme was, it's cool to see enemies with supers and stuff, like tougher and more varied enemies. I'm always there for.
That looks really cool.
That was probably my biggest thing is enemies have been very stale for me for a while now. And, well, I hope that they're, like, not, like, I hope they don't unstale them with, like, the Scorn and Taken treatment. Because, like, the Scorn and Taken are just, like, I'm going to be real with you. They're really badly designed enemy types. Like, I'm, like, please stop. Please
Scorn, stop. like the shadowy looking ones.
That's that Taken.
Like... No, there's Taken. Oh, okay. The Taken aren't that bad.
It's like
bad.
You've never played Destiny.
Scorn are genuinely like, I would be okay if they just never existed in the game.
Yeah. I think like the new enemies look sick. Cause like, I just want a challenge too. I don't want to feel like I'm just kind of walking through everything. Like I want to feel like as if like, man, this is actually pretty difficult. I feel like I'm actually making strides.
So here's one of the reasons why I'm not like super psyched about like, I mean, like I'm not like expecting like the world out of the new X-Pack, but difficulty in Destiny is essentially like Grandmasters, which are like mind skull crushingly boring for me. And I don't expect their endgame direction as far as difficulty to go to change. They did introduce the basically legendary campaigns, the increased difficulty campaigns, which that'll be cool. But Bungie's design philosophy for like hard content is just like super boring to me, which is probably why it's lost me a lot over the past couple of years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it needs to have like substance too. It's like you just do a Grandmaster Nightfall and what do you get for that? Like an Ascendant Shard?
You get like new Nightfall stuff now, but like most of them are like dog shit, so like it doesn't matter anyway.
Oh, well, there you go.
Well, you get like Nightfall weapons, which is very cool. Like we've been asking for that for a long time.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I'd like to see like
those weapons just aren't even worth anything, regardless.
Yeah. What I'd like to see is like just a sprinkle in a shader or something like that, or sprinkle in like a ghost and just a sprinkle in a sparrow. You know, just you know, instead of just throwing in the silver store, just take one out and just go. You know what?
Beep. Well, see, and then we'll... So we can go like on and on about the small things that this game gets wrong that like other games get right. And my perspective is that none of that is going to be changed in Witch Queen. It's going to be another expansion. And like over the course of Witch Queen's lifespan, we'll get like quality of life changes and maybe Destiny gets better from like the, like my enjoyment of the time I've invested into it. But for the most part, right? Like I'm going into it. I'm expecting to play a fun X-Pack and be enthralled for like 2 weeks. I'm very excited for the story because that's going to be cool. The story has been like super dope the past couple seasons, and I hope that transfers into Witch Queen. They talked up the story.
They really sold it, yeah.
They talked up the story real big, so hopefully...
I think they're trying to open up to a new audience because they're like, if you love AAA single-player story games like And then they went off to name a whole bunch of
really?
Yeah, like God of War. And it's like,
like, this is the game for you. And I'm like,
if you like the narrative driven God of War, then let me show you.
I mean, they do have cool lore and world building, but like,
they have very cool lore. And the story's been really good lately.
I doubt the experience is going to be comparable to God of War. And I can't blame them. Like, yeah. But it's just,
I don't know. Well, this is another reason why I'm not expecting a ton. Bungie has like a really bad track record of hyping things up and then like never actually doing the thing.
Yeah, they don't miss when it comes to trailers and vidocs.
They don't miss when it comes to hyping you up, but like the checklist that they list is never. The checklist they list for you is never actually what we get delivered. So like maybe probably like solid 50% of that I'll be like, all right, tight. But yeah, so it's just hard for me to be like get on the hype train. Everyone was so hype, and like, so I woke up and everyone was so hype, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, cool. I'm gonna go into this enthusiastic. And I watched it, and I was like, I mean, that was an expansion trailer.
Yeah, the last thing I wanted to do was be cynical because everybody was like, it's great to be a Destiny fan again. And I was over here like,
yeah, I was just like, heard like, that before. It's a trailer, guys.
Yeah that's why I tweeted. I was like, it looks cool. Where's my No Land Beyond? You know, like, instead of just being like, yeah, that was what I expected.
That was whelming. Like,
we all know what we're getting when we play Witch Queen. So when like they tell us things and we're just like, maybe they'll do that.
When
like,
I hear anything PvP, I just cut it out.
Well, like, I don't know, I guess I was just expecting some new big hot drops, but all we got was like, yo, here's this story, it'll be a great campaign, but we didn't get details. However, there is like master difficulty or whatever for campaign, which I hope you can choose from the get-go. That would be cool. So like, you can actually, so playing the campaign will actually be a bit of a challenge while you get through it. Like the new weapon or new enemy types is cool.
Exotic ornament that you can only get from like finishing the campaign on master difficulty,
stuff like that. Always go.
Just little things like that, man, and like just little things like that would just go so far for me. I think like little things like that would be super cool. And did you try the new exotic that you get with the season pass?
The Laurence is driving. I did. Yeah, I actually recorded a video. It's going up maybe today or tomorrow. I mean, probably by the time this podcast
is up. The comment section is going to be like, Mr. Fruit,
fake Mr. Destiny
Fruit
gamer.
Playing Destiny, and I'm playing Destiny, a throwback?
I live in this a timeline. This can't be. Like 90% of the comments are going to be like, oh my God, Mr. Fruit, it's so good to have you on Destiny. And then 10%, okay, 15% is going to be just like angry, like, why are you coming back to Destiny? Nobody wants you here. You left Destiny. Nobody wants you here, dude.
You can't come back, man.
Like, that's like the one thing I don't understand about like that. It's like there's so like I don't think you see that with any other gaming community except for Destiny.
Well, it's because the game like holds you hostage, because in order to get the most out of the next thing coming, you have to put in a certain amount of time into the seasons to get certain weapons that will probably be pretty good in the next X pack. So if you don't play,
anybody got that FOMO?
If you don't play an intermediate amount each season, then you are, or possibly may or may not be a poser to a specific percent of the audience who is also being held by their balls by Luke Smith, who is saying, if you don't play this game for an intermediate amount of time every season, then you will be left behind when you come to the X-Pack with all these cool weapons that you have to go back and get because you're not a real Destiny gamer. Therefore, you're a loser. How dare you?
Okay, well, I hate to break it to you, though. But we can't meme on Luke Smith. I'm not even sure he's on the project anymore. The new game director actually just got announced.
Yeah, it's I saw Giggs tweet a picture, and it was like the Pope holding a picture of him.
Which is cool, because I actually remember talking to him years ago.
Oh, really?
When I went, I'm trying to think.
And you were like, hey, Frozen subclass.
What expansion introduced bows?
Forsaken.
So when I went to Destiny to preview Forsaken, because they were working with Vicarious Visions. I believe he worked with Vicarious Visions, not even Bungie, if I remember correctly. Yeah. And I remember talking to him because I was giving him feedback on like the bow and stuff, because I guess he like worked really closely on the bow specifically.
Vicarious has made some of the most banger content in Destiny 2.
And he was a really, really cool and chill dude, and he really liked the game. So I'm happy for him to see him climb that ladder. And now he's game director. So go on, son.
That's dope.
Yeah.
But I think Destiny has turned to the point for me. It's day one raid. Get ready for that. And as soon as that happens, I check out.
Like, that's out.
And back to the Destiny community thing. Like, it's funny that, like, it's like you left. Like, you missed out. I feel like if you're in the Overwatch community and you break the Overwatch kind of thing and you play other games, people are like, hey, good for you, man. Like, you did it. Man. Like, oh, wow. I think it's the same kind of thing. Like, you got to Final Fantasy, dude. Good for you, man. On to bigger and better things. With Destiny, it's like, you stay here forever. Like, you know, it's like, I can't. Well,
I can already imagine, too, the comments about this part of the podcast. Look, I'm already telling you that we are jaded Destiny players.
We don't want to hear about your opinion on Destiny if it's a bad one.
Yeah.
And like, that's like, and I hope you know.
It's not even bad. It's very lukewarm.
I hope you know.
Good.
Yeah, it's lukewarm.
Yeah.
It's like
I'm coming back.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I'm coming back and I'm going to play it. I know what to expect. I'm not like hype, but like, I'll play it. And then I hope you know, if you were typing a comment out like that or leaving a comment like that, you're the reason your community gets memed on. I hope you know that.
But I think also it's, you're talking to people who have played Destiny since day one. And
me too, bud. I hate the fucking game. Okay.
I've played
7 years and I haven't actually stopped. Even when I went to go play Final Fantasy, I was still playing Destiny. All right, dude. I hate it here.
I think we're just tired of the same formula. And that formula works for other people, and it worked for us at some point. But I think we're just looking for a new way. Because, like, even Blue said, like,
sorry, guys, I didn't mean to be toxic.
like, Blue has a good point. Oh my god, Blue has a good point about
Transmog's not microtransaction based.
About the leveling system. I mean, that as a whole is a pretty core system that I feel like doesn't seem like it's getting addressed yet. It's very samey because, like, I even jumped on for Season of the Lost. I was like, ooh, let's see. Day one, I was like, this is exactly what I expected. It's like, this is exactly what I know. And that's not a bad thing, but, like, it's just another season. It's another bounty grind. Like, oh, you want to go through the season pass? Grind out bounties. Yeah. So, you know, it is what it is.
And it'd be different. It would be different if we played the game every day and had these opinions and said these kind of things and was like, the game's bad, all this kind of stuff, and we're still playing the fucking game. Guess what? We're not anymore. So it's like totally different.
Well,
that,
I am.
Like, it's different for me to be like, these are the changes I'd like to see, and then be like, well, you still play the game, Rob. But it's like, well, I don't actually, because those aren't happening.
Well, like, so. Even then, it's like, if you did play the game every day, like, wouldn't your opinion also matter just as much as the people who maybe don't play it every day? So it's like,
well, and exactly. I think your opinion, our opinion, matters too. And it's in a different bucket, though. It's of people who used to grind the game a whole bunch but no longer do. And why is that? I think that's an important demographic everyone has to look at. I mean, that's like me as like somebody, like a viewer who used to like watch my videos daily. Now they don't watch them at all. Why is that?
Yeah.
I mean,
because
it's
them. Nothing to do with you, kid. All right? Nothing to do with you.
And well, that's the... I think different tastes. This is a great design decision that if you look at the Final Fantasy, if you look at the Final Fantasy 14, their design philosophy, one of the big things was if people are passionate, it's because they still care. And the people who leave are the ones who are silent. And those people's opinions matter just as much as the people who still play the game. And I was just like, wow, Final Fantasy 14 is free through Heavensward. And did you guys know that... you can actually get up to level 60 and use like really cool jobs like Dark Knight and Asher
Logan. This is brought to you by Square Enix.
And it's actually like really cool. And like the new raid tier just got uncapped. And well, it's been uncapped, but like there's no Echo, or there's Echo now. So like if you know, new to Savages, is a great time to jump back in. You know, your friends love, you know, your friends play the game. So you might as well just give it a shot. And you know, it's
my friends
game.
Do play it. Blue, so we actually didn't have you on last week when we talked about the newest Pokemon. What did you think of it real quick?
Oh, it looks cool. Okay, so I part of me understands how people can just like blindly follow this like abusive relationship with Destiny. But like at the same time, like I'm also like fully on board with
the abusive relationship you have with Pokemon.
Well, like Arceus. the thing is, like Pokemon is abusive, but like the designs are so good, and like the level of just like serotonin I get from playing it is just on a different level. So like I'll always love Pokemon for the right reasons, you know what I mean? Like there's some dog shit stuff about it, but like, you know, I could deal with that to enjoy what I love about it. And I am fully on board with the hype train. People were like, yo, well, we should wait to be excited about this. And I was like, nope, I'm in now. Arceus, I'm in. New Pokemon designs. My enjoyment of a Pokemon game is pretty much directly correlated to how tight the designs are. So
are you going to be able to play Brilliant Diamond or whatever? Because it comes out the same day as Endwalker. So,
oh, yeah. Speaking of which, I could totally be like totally, since I love Pokemon so much, I could be totally. Yo, Diamond and Pearl looks dog shit. I'm just going to be straight up.
Oh, really?
Diamond and Pearl looks dog shit. And I hope everyone knows this. Am I going to play it? Absolutely, because Empoleon's my favorite.
You just don't like the style?
I don't know how to
describe it. I think the style definitely works better.
Is it because you also have been playing your Nuzlocke as Diamond and Pearl, right? So
if anything, I feel like that would get me more excited.
That would have made me more excited, yeah. Because
it's been like over a decade, so I was like, I don't even remember. I don't know.
For me, the reasons why remakes were so exciting is because they are from totally different hardware generations most of the time. Yeah.
And we get to see what it looks like now.
So we get to see like a completely, you know, new approach when it comes, like the engine is updated. We get a whole cool engine upgrade to see these Pokemon that the last time we saw were limited by hardware, and a whole, like, there, you know, as Pokemon evolves, art style evolves, so we get to see this new gen in a different art style. And like
I think Let's Go was a perfect example of, we want to kind of keep it in a similar style, but bring it forward.
I think Let's Go does a great job of that. Yeah, yeah. Maybe not the greatest game, but it was also, it was unbashed. It was honest,
I mean,
in what it was.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the problem that people have with the game too is the whole mechanics and stuff. But like, yeah, visually and like taking it one to one, the map and everything, like I think they did a great job.
Very cool. Diamond and Pearl just straight up looks like
what's the difference here?
I'm basically playing
corporate. Why don't you identify the difference?
I'm basically playing
the same picture.
I'm basically playing like a downgraded version of what they did with Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire. And maybe
it's
a little prettier on the eyes, but it's like,
I'm going to say this. I would forgive all of that if they gave us the Battle Frontier, but nope.
Yeah, they're not even doing that.
Back to the Battle Tower. Friggin'.
I still don't know.
What do they have against the Battle Frontier, dude? Like, what? What is it?
People loved it. That's why they hate it.
Dude, okay, hold on. Speaking of Pokemon, I saw on the subreddit, did somebody find your old Pokemon?
Oh, my old account? Yeah.
Yeah.
I literally had this talk with a fruit on the Nuzlocke.
Yeah, wait, what happened? Like, so...
I mean, like,
what
I guess...
What Pokemon form is that?
Pokebeach.
Okay.
That was where... Well, like, I frequented Pokebeach and Pokegym. I think that's been shut down, though. But back then, that was kind of like the hub for TCG. And then, yeah, Pokebeach, I was just a member, and like, I just talked on forums with people. I made a clan or whatever, a group. It was, what the fudge? I don't remember. It had something about Rogue in it, like Team Rogue or something, because I like to play Rogue decks.
Storm or something like that. I don't know what
I mean. Yeah, well, I like to play decks that were off meta, so they were called Rogue. And I remember when I made like the first official post, the first comment was, I think you meant Rogue because you spelled Rouge or whatever, like the makeup.
Rouge the Bat.
And I was like, oh, it's just immediately deleted it, made it again. But yeah, people found that, and then like some people was like screenshotting like comments. Like, brother, if we want to talk about bringing up old stuff, like that was 2007. I was in sixth grade, I think.
Jeez.
And like that's
early internet too. Like, that's like just when the internet just started kind of.
And the crazy thing is, by when I was posting that, I have now lived longer since posting those than I was
at that age.
At that age, yeah. So like I can't even tell you any of that stuff. Yeah. And yeah, so somebody found it because it's literally just like Bonds Line 1994. The description is about Krogunk, and you don't have to really connect like dots. So yeah, somebody found that. That's impressed.
Really funny. Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed anymore. So
yeah, well, I saw like the last login time was like the month before we started college.
Well, that was a weird thing. I was like, I
don't remember that at all.
Well, because like as far as like actually posting, I think I quit like 2008 or like 2009. Oh, okay. It was like after a year or two. So I don't
a year or two of grinding in those forums.
I posted a lot. Yeah, I spent a lot of time. I did.
He was in the streets.
I would do.
Is this before Serebii or whatever?
No, Serebii was there. They just never had a forum quite like Poke Beach. I would do. There's like an art section. And I would take requests to make people signature banners or bio banners at the end of little things.
You take PayPal?
Yeah. No. I think I did like fusion sprites. Yeah, I just did.
What are fusion sprites? As if what, like a Pokemon went fusion.
Ha! Yeah, you would just take two sprites and you try and make them look like you. There's some gross amalgamation and you try and make it look the same. Yeah, I did all that. I was deep.
That was just funny.
It was
a
nice little community. I mean, that was also during the time too where I had like no friends, so that was kind of my
Pokemon's my friend.
Your safe space.
Yeah,
and your right hand.
Yeah. So certainly a weird time in my life. Somebody found that. Yeah. So shout out to them. I will say this though about Arceus, people who are saying like. Bro, shut up about the graphics. Look, I can tell you I'm excited about the game and also tell you that the graphics are dog water, okay? Like, let's not kid ourselves, okay?
Mr. Fruit, But
my enjoyment doesn't have to directly reflect the gameplay, but I'll tell you this. If the core loop and the mechanics aren't good, the graphics are certainly going to take it down even more. But if it's a really good game and the graphics aren't that great, that's okay. But like... Come on now. Who's kidding ourselves here? Like,
pardon your regularly scheduled podcast listening for this short ad break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Ever tried to break a bad habit and felt like you're climbing Everest in flip-flops? Yeah, we've all been there too. But here's a breath of fresh air. Fume. It's not about giving up, it's about switching it up. Fume takes your bad habit and simply makes it better, healthier, and a whole lot more enjoyable. Fume is an innovative, award-winning flavored air device that just that. Instead of vapor, Fume uses flavored air. Instead of electronics, Fume is completely natural, and instead of harmful chemicals, Fume uses delicious flavors. I love how this thing looks. It's beautiful and real wood. The shape of it is so cool, and I look cool using it. So if you want to be like me and break your bad habit, start the year off right with the good habit by trying fume.com/GG and getting the journey pack today. Beam is giving listeners of the show 10% off whenever they use the code GG to help make starting the good habit that much easier. So make sure you guys check it out in the description, tryfume.com/GG. You know what did have good graphics, though? That is the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer that we got. That wasn't through a phone, because it had good graphics this time. You see what I did there?
Well, what's funny is we were streaming that day, I think, and you mentioned, like, the Spider-Man trailer got leaked or whatever. I was like, oh, I didn't even know. And once we got off, I was like, oh, I'll go check it out. Like, I'll go check the camera on a camera.
Oh, see
and
if
camera.
You can find it.
And I found the actual trailer. I was like, this looks fine. What is he talking about?
Oh.
And really? I realized by the time I did it, they officially released it. Because I guess they're like, all right, well, screw it. So I was like, this looks fine to me. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Crazy stuff.
Well, for those who haven't seen it, spoiler warning. We're doing spoiler warnings for trailers now.
Yeah.
Doc Ock is back, and it seems like the Green Goblin is back. And okay, can I say something that
Electro
I kind of disagree with?
Yeah.
Go on.
I don't know why Doctor Strange would do that spell. You know, Doctor Strange seems kind of like Claire by the books.
Yeah.
And like he's like by, you know, he's so kind of, and I get that like Peter helped him out, like with saving the world and stuff. But even like Wongo's like, hey man, like don't try something like that. So it might be like his, like, you know, because he was like a doctor and he was like the best and he always prided himself on being the best. So maybe when Wong says like, don't do that spell, maybe he sees that as like, I can do that. I'm the best wizard. So like, maybe he kind of like loses it for a second. But I thought that was kind of out of character. That was kind of my only critique about like that.
To be fair, he was doing a good job until...
Yeah, I think his mistake was letting a patient in on the surgery room, you know?
Actually, yeah. Yo, all right, chill, Mr. Fruit.
Or
yo,
texting and driving.
True. Yo, oh my God. Yo, that's pretty true, Mr. Fruit. Dude, are you a poet?
I got some good takes every now and then.
But can't do texting and driving, you know? Doctor Strange.
Well, he can't really do surgery anymore. Nonetheless, look, the point is, okay?
I do like his, I liked his new attire.
Yeah,
his little,
it's like a
his little Columbia puffy, hood. Yeah, Columbia cape. That was funny. All the memes.
That was like my only kind of thing about it. But I think it looks super. And then I saw somebody like mash up. Like it was the Scarlet Witch or the WandaVision. And then it was Loki. And then it was Doctor Strange and Peter doing like the spell. And it was like all the kind of the same time.
Like well, I still can't decide if people are reaching on that.
You don't think it's all taking place at the same time or like,
or I don't know if they like actually
are going that deep,
like on the editing floor, like, okay, right here. I don't know. I don't know if I buy it yet.
I hope so. I think it's sick. I'm all about
it. I mean, it seems cool, but I think it might just be more of like a fan theory that might never, or I wouldn't be surprised if they're like, yeah, that's, You caught on. Huh? You're clever. Okay.
But if they do that, why didn't they play into the Ant-Man going up Thanos' ass?
That's what I'm saying, dude.
I saw this what if
poster. Oh, the new what
was,
if?
Yeah. It's like Ant-Man. It was so.
I was like, if you're gonna do what if, you better do it on that.
Yeah, I'm still in the boat where I'm just gonna wait till all those are out and then I'm gonna binge them because
yeah,
I haven't seen
any of them yet. I think. Do you think like this? They did that spell, and then somehow everybody that just opened up a multiverse, and now that Doc Ock is like a variant of some sort. Yeah, I watched Loki.
Okay, I was gonna say. Yeah, I mean,
we all talked about Loki.
At this point, anything is go in the event of creating multiverses. So yeah, I mean,
just bring in anything and everything, pretty much, huh?
Well, I mean, it also
I mean, like, before you were in one timeline, and now it's like, well. No one's stopping this from happening, so it's gonna, you know, it's gonna go
yeah.
out.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if they tie it in like now because of the events in Loki, everything's more unstable, and so it's like more volatile, and so maybe normally messing up like that wouldn't have caused a whole implosion of the multiverse, but now maybe like the veil in between the universes is now weaker or closer, and so now that he did that, boom.
That's why they say like at the like the end of WandaVision, Scarlet Witch like hears she's like going through like Agnes's book or whatever, Agatha's book, and then hears her kids.
It's the book
they're
of
saying that's when like exactly it. When they got stabbed, because then she could hear through the multiverse there's a universe with her kids in it, essentially, is what they're saying. And then, like, I heard in the WandaVision, I didn't notice it, but apparently somebody's flying towards the cabin. I don't know if that's true or not, but if you, like, look in the background, you can see somebody kind of floating down, and there's...
Well, that was me. I was delivering coffee on set, and
I see, and they left it in the shot.
They did in Game of Thrones, so...
That's the joke.
That was my coffee delivery, too. My bad. You know, I really just need to stop delivering coffee.
But yeah, that trailer looks super sick. I saw this meme though right here. It says, "It's literally the Doc Ock," and it says, "Thanos, Mysterio, Infinity Stones, Peter, wake up! It's 2004. I'm going to throw a fucking car at you."
Well, I like the meme too, where it's like Doc Ock kidnapping Aunt May in 2004. It's like the old lady. He's like, and it's Doc Ock kidnapping Aunt May in 2021. And it's that the girl like, ooh.
Yeah, and he's like,
nice.
That's funny.
But yeah, all in all, I'm excited to see just the ridiculousness that comes together.
It sounds like, it looks like it's going to be the best. It broke the viewership records in terms of trailer numbers. It already like broke what Infinity War did in like, and Endgame in like 24 hours.
Well, I just want them so badly just to throw in for a second, like a short little clip. Of just like emo Tobey Maguire showing up.
And that's what kind of when the multiverse.
Yeah, just a couple, and he's just like,
"We need another Spider-Man from multiverse." Like, I got it. And then, like, out comes emo Tony.
Go back.
Out comes emo Tony from the circle that Doctor Strange makes. Still one of my favorite moves right here.
Yeah. I played the new mobile game. Oh, fudge.
You're not doing your gacha game right now. Feels bad, losing value,
dude. Where's your AFK?
Oh, yeah, what you talking about? What you talking about?
My bad. I thought that's why you're not grinding.
No, it's because I flipped and hit the keyboard, and I thought I stopped recording, but I was on the other computer, so we're fine. No, it's like revealed during Gamescom, so I was like, I'll check it out. And you're able to like pick with it from certain Avengers as your first character, and I chose Doctor Strange. Yeah. How could I not? My boy.
Is it fun?
I didn't get very far.
Okay.
I don't know.
You went back to your game. You're just like, I'm going back.
I can't juggle that many.
I can't juggle that many.
Yeah, I think it's going to be really fun. It's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out and how it leads into other stuff. I'm always up for more.
Best Marvel movie. I'm all about it.
I'm up for more Doctor Strange. Wild. We don't have enough Doctor Strange.
We get his movie, what, like February or March?
I don't know. Sometime next year.
We were technically supposed to get it now, but thanks, pandemic.
Sad. In fact, I was like, can't wait to go see Shang-Chi yesterday. Still a week away. They've just been doing previews and limited screenings like a month in advance. I'm like, surely it's gotta be coming out soon.
That's what I said. Like Shang-Chi's like there's a trailer and I was like, oh fuck, that's out. That looks dope. Sydney, let's go see that. And it was like September 3rd. And I was like, wait, what? Like
I swear I'm gonna see another trailer, September 10th. I think they're just keep pushing it back a week and hoping I never notice. I'm never gonna be able to see it.
And then it doesn't help either that like a lot of people have had private screenings to it. So I've seen a lot of recommendations.
Well, yeah.
Like, well, I thought of Shang-Chi.
And like, I keep getting like photos on Twitter like, yo, thanks for like letting it. I'm like, okay, well then it's gotta be like right around the corner, man. No. Look, I just need another mindless superhero movie. Okay, don't blame me. I'm a part of the problem.
I just want to see the dragon. That's all I want to see.
Yep.
Well, and the fighting choreography looks sweet. I saw a thing that he was like fighting and he had the jacket and then like in the middle of the fight, he takes off the jacket and uses it and then puts it back on. It was sick. It was really cool choreography.
It's always funny to think like in the middle of the fight. Yeah, that's what he's going to do. Got to flex on him.
Let's see what else I have on the old topic list here.
Well, I'll give you an easy topic.
Okay.
Some might even call it McCreezy.
Oh, they're changing McCree's name.
You used to say like McCreezy. Anyway, McCree, from Overwatch is no longer McCree. We'll get a name change because if you haven't kept up, Activision is in shambles as well as Blizzard.
Rightfully so, because they harvest a fucking terrible culture over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, as far as public eye and opinion right now, rightfully so, yeah, they're just getting dumpstered. And the funny thing came out was California updated their lawsuit against Activision or Blizzard because they shredded evidence.
Their HR, dude, who's supposed to like have the employees and the people's backs. These
companies.
Literally doing exactly the opposite.
Whoops. And so people were like, so next day they're like,
Facts.
So anyway, we're changing McCree's name, guys. Like, I'm sure this was in the works anyway, but the announcement is definitely a little saucy baka.
It almost looks like the Hong Kong kind of thing.
Almost as such as them announcing Overwatch 2 to try and distract.
What about Hong?
And like Overwatch 2 is not even close.
We support don't support Hong Kong protesters.
Yeah, Overwatch 2 though.
Which but Overwatch 2 guys.
Which, you know, fast forward 3 years or whatever, and we still have nothing on it. That just goes to show you how it's just like a Overwatch 2.
Speaking of Overwatch 2, it says Overwatch leaker Metro says mostly done Overwatch 2 getting delayed till 2023 is partly due to the lack of progress on hero balancing. So yeah, we might not even see it till 2023 from an apparent leaker.
From hero balancing. What else do you have to do in the game? That's what you do. Balance the hero.
That's the game.
What? Okay, whatever, man. See you in 2023. Probably 2024, let's be honest. So for those that don't know why they would change Jesse McCree's name, is because he was named after a employee at Blizzard who has since been fired and come under the eye because he has been involved in sexual assault stuff, and so doesn't make sense to have the character name, like, doesn't really seem right. And so they're like, we'll find a lore way to like actually change his name, and then moving forward we won't name anyone after real world people.
That's what I thought was really weird. It's like, the problem wasn't that you named a character after an employee. The problem is you named the character after a piece of shit employee. You know, you probably have amazing employees that actually work hard and truly do care about the game and stuff like that and are good people. Like, and you could name a character after that, but that's not a bad thing, but you just didn't vet the person and the person's a piece of shit.
No, the problem is their names are probably like,
yeah,
Paul Miller. Like, well, that doesn't make for a good cowboy.
What were you going to say, Blue?
I just think they probably shouldn't be naming characters after employees to begin with, because that's a little conceited, not going to lie.
Well, and apparently Torbjörn especially is also.
Like, well, like after an alive employee, it's like, that's a little conceited.
Yeah. Like if you wanted like, to.
Yeah, like in memoriam type name, but like a live employee, a little conceited.
Yeah. Almost kind of like what they did with Wreckful and WoW, and they kind of put like an NPC in the game for him.
See, but that's different because that's an outside source. Like that's the outside honor. Like, whereas naming someone after your internal employee who's like,
it almost kind of is like a god complex kind of thing almost.
A little bit. So they wouldn't just name, like, the character wouldn't have just gotten the name after like a normal like employee.
Logan.
Well, not necessarily that, but like, isn't they were not going to name a character after just like a normal like employee who's like doing, you know, working on the models or anything. Yeah. Like, of course they're going to, of course the people who have higher up influence are going to be the one who choose the name. And then it's like, oh, well, yeah, let's pick this guy.
Well,
who probably tells everyone what to do.
They did that with League when it first came out. One of their first original characters, Ryze and Tryndamere, are named after the founders, respectively. I kind of like that a little bit differently, though. One is when they started, like, they used their aliases. They didn't name it, like, Joe.
Like, it would be you making a game and naming somebody Fruit in the game rather than naming someone Christian.
Which I still think would be a little conceited.
Double down, I guess.
But like, yeah, it's a little bit different than being like, yeah, like, this character is Christian Miller. Yeah, that's what after. But remember when I hit my keyboard and said fudge?
Yeah.
Well, apparently I lost a keycap. And I don't know if you can see it, but up. It chewed that one up.
Oh, yeah.
I just heard him. I heard some crunch, crunch, and I'm like,
That don't sound right.
Yeah, and sure enough,
what did you find?
He's chomping on that keyboard. Thankfully, it's the end.
So it's kind of keycap. Thin, you know, it meant its end.
But I can't. I don't know if I've ever used it. To be honest. So it's kind of tilting that the light's blinding me now. But
I have another story or another topic that we can move on to after this one.
Sure.
What the fuck are 343 doing with Halo, and why is it being delayed?
Oh,
no co-op campaign or Forge at launch? What is
here
this?
Here we go. Here we go.
That is bullshit. That's bad.
Like, this again,
game shouldn't be missing anything.
Again, what were they going to release a year ago?
That's what I'm saying.
Genuinely, like, what was their plan? Yeah, it's bizarre.
Every day goes by, I get more and more worried that Halo Infinite is going to suck, and it worries me because no co-op campaign. There's no excuse for that. That is seriously super easy to add in. Just make somebody another Spartan. It doesn't have to add to the story.
Well, okay, I saw a lot of people too, like being like, "Oh, well, it's not that big of a deal, guy." Man, it was mostly like journalists, and I think what they seem to misunderstand is the legacy of Halo comes from LAN.
Yeah, and co-op where campaigns, LAN,
where so many people's memory is playing co-op with their buddies.
Yep.
And now we are obviously in the internet age, so people have the option. Have the ability to play online with their friends that they played co-op with back when they were kids. So it's very important from just a legacy perspective to be able to play the campaign with your buds when the game comes out. We're going to go in, play some co-op. And then people are like, oh, we'll just play the campaign, you know, co-op later. And it's like, well, 6 months down the line.
Yeah, it's just so weird. Like, what a weird decision.
You know, people are going to be playing the multiplayer and no one's, it's like kind of not really easy to just wait and not play the campaign for 6 months.
Yeah. It's not like you're not going to avoid spoilers or
for 6 months.
Yeah. Like if you wanted to wait to play with your friend, well now tough.
Well, it's like what Christian said. It's almost like, what did they have when this game was supposed to come out a year ago?
Is it
like,
6 months? When is the co-op coming out?
No, too the game's long, coming out December now. Did you guys see the release date?
Well, yeah, December 8th, right?
Oh, no.
Something like that.
Oh, yeah. No. And, well, the thing, too, and then Forge, like, community stuff has also, like, taken Halo above and beyond for years now, even when it was
Forge
first created.
Forge is the only reason Halo 5 continued to stay relevant.
And so not getting that will be a bummer, because getting to play people's custom games and maps and seeing what they're able to do is always a lot of fun.
Well, that's my thing, is the custom game kind of thing where it's like all these fun kind of customs that we were planning on doing. We can't do that at launch now, which is probably the most hype part of a game's life cycle, is the launch of it. And you're telling me people who make maps and people who, because there are people that play Halo specifically just to make maps and do Forge, don't have that for 6 to 7 months? Like, what? Like, that is ridiculous.
I would say right here is exactly why it's so important to have these things on launch, because you're talking about two dudes who are actually clearly not happy about these things not launching, and these two people have played this game since they were literally kids. So for it to affect them to this point, I mean, it clearly matters. So
I just don't get it. I just don't get what they have been working on. Like, I want to know, from when you first decided, hey, we're pushing this back like a year and a half or whatever, how long it was, what was the game you had then? And like, what were you planning on releasing then to what we have now? Like, what was the work done between those times to where we've gotten to that year now and we still aren't going to have Forge and co-op campaign to start? Like, that didn't even enter my mind that was even a possibility of not having those two things. And like,
I mean, It's been like 6 years since Halo 5. Like, I know you had to make like the Slipstream engine and all this kind of stuff, but to announce a date, push it back an entire year, and still not have two core...
Miss the launch of a console. Like, miss the launch of a console.
And two core activities.
Pillars. Yeah, like pillars of your game.
Is unfortunate. Now, it if just multiplayer must, if
they
is
must
fun...
Be banking on, exactly. They have
it's
to
still
going to
be fun. And it'll be a shame. And it's not going to stop me from playing it, but I'm disappointed.
The multiplayer has to be as good as Halo for me, Halo 3 or like Halo 2, for me to be that distracted from being pissed off about not having co-op campaign or Forge.
Like Rob and I were already talking about, like, when are we going to do co-op campaign? Well, apparently
not. Never now. Yeah, never now. So,
because we probably won't be replaying a campaign in 6 months or whatever.
Yeah, like, why would I do that? Like, I mean, I like Halo's campaign, and I actually do play through Halo's campaign, actually. Rather than actually playing through Call of Duties or anything like that. Like, I get a Call of Duty, going right into multiplayer. Battlefield, right into multiplayer. Halo, I would actually do the campaign first and then go on to the multiplayer.
That reminds me. Call of Duty Vanguard Alpha goes live on PlayStation today. No, it goes live on
PlayStation. Oh, God, I'm so tired of World War II. If I have to
see
another game
in
World War II.
Yeah, I'm surprised they went back. Like, I'm still like, if you're going to give that to me, give me, like, what was that one game?
One game we played?
No, I can't remember. But it was like, what if, like, China won World War II or whatever, and we lost, and then they invaded us?
Homefront.
Homefront. Like, if you want to go back, do that with, like, alternate reality. Yeah. Something a little more interesting than, like, not only just World War II shooters. This is, like, the seventh Call of Duty World War II shooter.
Yeah. Bring it back to the Revolutionary War. Let's get crazy.
No.
You
know,
let's, 20-minute reload.
Don't give him any ideas.
I mean, if you want those, they're out there on Steam now. I was watching Lyric play one of them.
A Revolutionary War simulator?
Yeah. Because, like, everyone's having to yell if they're friendly. Because, like, there's no HUD. Nothing to indicate if you're friendly or not. And you'll sit there, and then you just have to stand there, and you're sitting there, like, cover me. Yeah, and then everyone just goes, fire.
That's funny.
It's pretty funny. But yeah.
I mean, I'll try it, though. I like, all right, I might be the minority here. I kind of like the older kind of wars rather than a futuristic war that has all these crazy floopy doopy items. You know, I kind of like throw Bouncy Betty in the ground, you know, throw Claymore in the ground, you know, bring it back to the basics. But I can also see, in like, I saw Nade Shot tweet out, and he's like, if I have to have another year of competitive play where it's just these maps where it's broken down, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Bunker-esque kind of maps, he's like, I'm gonna lose my mind.
it was just a strange decision. I mean, it's probably been in the works for a while. But one thing I'll give it to them, if I'm not mistaken, is like on launch, there'll be like 16 6v6 maps and like 6 2v2 maps or something, which is a godsend because Modern Warfare and then Cold War released with like 6 maps. It was bizarre. So at least there'll be a wide variety. And it's also running directly on Infinity or Modern Warfare's engine. Whereas Cold War was like Cold War was kind of like a weird modified meh. But this one will be on Modern Warfare's engine.
Cold War is because it wasn't on Modern Warfare's like engine. It's just Modern Warfare too good. Too smooth.
Yeah. So that'll be nice to have. But speaking of controversy, another thing with Call of Duty Vanguard is on all the trailers and stuff, there's no mention of Activision, which is like the first time ever. And clearly they're still publishing it, but Call of Duty's their cash cow. And I'm assuming also, this isn't a coincidence, they're not putting their name on it right now. So that, you know, maybe the uninformed or like the casual person won't even think about it. Or like, you know, maybe see and be like, wait, Activision. Wait, I've been hearing about them, you know. So just pretty interesting. But all in all, I'll still give it a whirl. Well, it'll be interesting now that there'll actually be a Battlefield coming out this year as well.
Yeah. The Battlefield looks way sick, though. Like, I'm all about the Battlefront. Battlefield. Battlefront's cool, too.
Where's my Battleborn?
So, dead, dude. Let it go. There are some new games coming. I thought we should touch on these before we move on to the questions. Saints Row is getting a reboot.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know why.
I've never played them.
I never played either. So
I just know you could wield like a dildo sword or something.
Well, they said in the thing that they're not going to go as raunchy in these games, in this reboot, apparently.
Okay, so no dildo sword.
Apparently.
I know it's a lie then.
And so back to Halo. Did you see like the recommended specs for that real quick?
No.
It's pretty insane what they recommend. So they recommend processor.
That makes more sense. I thought you just kind of was like, bro, you good? No, I thought you just posted your specs.
Those are like what they recommend for your specs. They recommend you have a 2700 at least. Like, processor, an AMD Ryzen 7 3700X or an Intel i7 9700K.
You don't have kids, but you legit, when you read stuff sometimes, you legit look like an old ass man.
Yeah.
I just want to tell you that.
Thanks,
the
man.
Memory, they 16 gigs.
For legit like an elderly dude when he was reading that.
And then you said 2700.
Yeah, 2070, my bad.
Yeah, I was looking for 2700. I was like, oh, see?
Yeah, they recommend a 2070, though. An RTX 2070. Oh, okay. That's what they recommend.
That's why
I have barely my computer.
Is this to play on, like, medium specs or something?
I don't know. This is recommended,
yeah.
Yeah. So this isn't the bear was, like, a 1050 Ti was, I think, the minimum specs you could have. But I thought for recommended, this was insane. Like, I thought this was pretty asking for a lot. I don't know in terms of like what other games ask for, but I thought this was pretty egregious. Seems
pretty demanding, but I also wonder. I mean, it's a pretty powerful game. And I also wonder, though, if this being their first PC, I know nothing about this, so I'm literally talking out of my butt. But maybe they weren't able to optimize it as well as maybe some other people could. But I don't even know how any of that works.
Yeah.
I just know it's going to be a powerful game. You know what? Finally glad I got those, whatever the fudge graphics cards I have. I don't know anymore.
My yoga studio is a temple to flexibility. And so is my business. Thanks to my Amex Business Gold Card, it automatically flexes with my monthly spending so I can get extra points on purchases like my Metro card and my new stereo system. Check it out. Let's stretch those bonds.
Earn 4x points on your top 2 eligible spending categories each month with an Amex Business Gold Card. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-gold. Built for business by American Express.
So there's a new update coming to Valheim. Hearth and Home update releases September
16th. Welcome to the Hearth.
I'm sure we'll return. That'd be fun. I'm sure we'll have
return to the Hearth
a couple streams in Valheim. Because that was fun for like a week or two.
It was fun. Well, I played it way more than you did. You came on, well, you built a problem, little circle house, and then you're like,
the only
good.
Problem is like I left for a day. Not even like, and I felt like I was so far behind. I came back and there was a cityscape and all this stuff. And it was like every survival game where it's like, well, now I feel kind of like way behind. And hey guys, can I just have a copper pickaxe? Hey guys, can I just have one of your, and then it just turns into me just taking everybody of everything. And nobody likes that. So it's hard for me
playing Rust. Cause I could not stop becoming the fatherly figure who like provides. Yep. And then I'm just like, man, I'm never having kids. This shit sucks.
Yeah.
I did Rust OTV with Shark. And Rennie is fantastic, by the way. Awesome. She learned so much. And then Shark, who would like just nonstop mooch off me.
Yeah.
And then,
hey honey, like, I made you this AK.
Like I'm over here watching Shark just like squander all of my money. And then like I'm like I was a slightly proud father, like, because Rennie like would like start like going raiding and she would like come back with more than she took, and I was just like, this is all I wanted for my friends.
Yeah.
Use my resources to get more. And then I was just like, you know what? I can't do this. I can't play survival games anymore.
Yeah. And that's why I don't like playing for survival games, because I turn into the needy 2-year-old who needs everything and like can't fend for himself.
Well, that was like when we started Valheim, and the first thing I sit there, I explain what to do, and every second, how do I build? How do I collect? Yeah. What do I do? It's like I had to figure this out on my own. Really, it's not that hard. Yeah. But no one bothers. Do this for me. Do that for me. I'm finna act up right now.
And then another topic. OnlyFans said JK. They said, hey, JK, 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 JK.
Dude, they're like, okay.
The dream is still real again.
Yep. Let's go. It could come back. So the dream is still alive.
Mr. Fruit Feet Picks.
Anybody wants to watch me fap?
Are still viable. What? Ayo?
I would assume that's what like dudes do on there. I have no idea.
I don't know either.
Rob's Raging Wendy's. They're still an op, still possible.
Let's be real. Nobody wants to watch that.
Nobody give up hope.
All right, let's move on to the Q&A section of Le Podcast.
No.
Remember, guys, if I don't read your question, it's because I believe that we have already read something like that. Yes, I have a secret agenda against you. Classy asks, as of recently as there's been a debate going around as whether video games should not have an easy / difficulty settings, what is your guys' take? Do you think there are certain
stupid gatekeepers? Who cares how someone plays a game?
I don't. If someone wants to play a game on easy, I could give a flying fuck. Like, whatever.
If that means people can enjoy the experience,
I don't understand the idea of the game was meant to be played on this sort of. The devs put the game easy, so somebody, like, when I was a kid, I wish a lot of games that I played had a difficulty setting, so I could play through them. Unlike when I played Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I just die on the fucking water section every time, 4.5 hours into my playthrough.
Side note, that reminds me. I don't know if you saw this, but I don't know how long this has been known, but it came out that you know, the Lion King game, right? Back on SNES, whatever. That was, like, famously difficult.
You have to jump over the giraffe. I could never do it either.
It came out that Disney or whoever, like, literally approached people who were making the game. And they're like, we want you to make this game as hard as possible so that people can't beat it in one weekend renting it from Blockbuster. Because they get, like, revenue cuts, you know, from renting. So that's why it was just made famously hard, was because they just wanted people to have to rent
it. I remember that. You would have to jump from giraffe, or you'd have to time the jump to where I think you either jumped over a giraffe's head or you jumped on top of it and then you kept jumping on other ones. But if you didn't do it, you would, and it was literally like 20 minutes into the game. So if you didn't beat it, you would just restart all the way at the first 20 minutes again. And then you just get to that part and you keep dying. But yeah, gatekeepers, whatever, lay off. Like, whatever. Let them play whatever.
I'm going to be the dissenting voice here.
Okay. Oh, nice.
I think if the difficulty was never intended to be a core part of how you experience the game, it doesn't matter. If there's an easy mode, if there's a hard mode, if there's like a super easy mode.
Lethal Omega mode.
I think... cool, like, absolutely letting more people play the game no matter their skill level in video games, very cool. I am all for it. However, if there are games that are designed and I'm really only talking about stuff like Dark Souls, Neo, what's that game that Rob played? It was huge on Twitch. The game
Jump
where
King?
You have to like Jump King, right? The where you have to like swing your dude and your pot around to get. Getting over it.
Game sucks.
Well, to be fair, how do you even change that difficulty?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is games that are designed with a difficulty in mind for you to learn, like in Dark Souls. Yeah. And all the Dark Souls clones, the intention is for you to learn from the fight. Eventually learn the patterns of the fight to beat the fight and then get that serotonin boost from doing that, getting over it. Finally, clenching so hard and then getting to where you want to be only to lose it all. Even roguelikes, right? Where you lose everything on death. The whole allure of roguelikes is the fact that you can lose things. Survival games like Rust, it's the
well, the I think roguelites are more
well, rogues, whatever.
Well, you know what I mean? So there's a difference. Like roguelikes are less popular because
roguelikes,
if you die, you lose everything and no progression. Roguelites is actually kind of the opposite. It that kind of gives you a an easier difficulties because maybe I could beat it in 5 runs, but if you tried in 100 runs, you would eventually get to the point where you're so powerful. Let's say you have so many.
Then the point is, games designed with a difficulty in mind to be part of how you enjoy the game is different for me. Because while I may not be super into those types of games, although I am into like a game like Rust, where you, or even Tarkov, right, where it's designed to be difficult. It's designed to where you can lose what you get.
A hardcore kind of.
Well, I think it's also different when it's PvP.
Is it?
I feel like we're talking more like PvE experiences. Because I mean, you can't like crank in a PvP match. Like I want an easy. I want it hard.
But is anyone but is anyone going to argue that a PvP experience like Destiny is harder than Tarkov? Right? Because the intention of Tarkov is to be
Some people act up. Watch out.
Well, that's the truth though. Like the point of Tarkov is for it to be extremely difficult and for you to be able to lose what you've gained, and that's the entire point of it. Is it's hard when you lose your shit. Whereas in Destiny, it's like, oh, I got cool subclasses, now I'm going to go jump in and beat the shit out of people. To each is their own enjoyment, but my point is that difficulty can absolutely factor into how a game is enjoyed. And for that reason, I think with some games, it's okay if they are adamant about not having a difficulty option and just being like, this is how the game is designed, you're going to have to deal with it. Whereas other games, like if the difficulty is not intended to be part of the design process of the game, then like who cares if there's like an easy, hard, hyper hardcore difficulty. So I see the argument for both, and for that reason I am for both. They can both coexist.
I see your point on like Tarkov, but for me, like Souls-like games make it an easier option because you're just alienating people, because there are some people it doesn't really even matter how much they tried. Like they they just don't have the time, or they're not. There are just some people who aren't looking for, you know, like a bang your head against the wall, which to be fair, you could argue, well, then don't play Souls games.
Well, I mean, to be fair, the whole reason why Souls games is an entire genre is because of the difficulty. Whereas if you wanted something Souls like, there's a million different hack and slash type games that will give you the same experience.
I haven't found one.
We'll move on. Because we'll talk about this one all day.
Oh, fine. Moderator Rob.
Yeah, Ohada says, hey, guys, been following for 5 years now and finally can help to contribute to y'all. What is your anime Mount Rushmore in no specific order? Mine would be Naruto, My Hero, Attack on Titan, Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood. Also, Rob, I encourage you to watch Naruto. If you love My Hero, Naruto also makes you want to get tattoos. It's worth it.
Trapped.
I mean, it's my Mount Rushmore is the only animes I have watched. So there you go.
So like I was saying, as far as difficulty...
That's hard.
Yeah.
My favorite is still Fooly Cooly. Number two probably be Fullmetal Alchemist Brotherhood, and then number three.
Ooh, ASMR.
Number three, I will not say the entirety of Naruto. I will say the first season of Naruto.
You are my friend.
I know this is hard for us to agree, but give us your top like three or whatever, however many are my first four, I guess four.
I'm just going to name the first four I can think of. Naruto, somebody said that. Dragon Ball, Demon Slayer, Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, Dragon Ball. Dragon Ball is my four.
Johnny Kruger
asks, I want Vegeta's
asked,
giant forehead out there, man.
What new Eevee evolution would you like to see? The remaining types are ground, flying, fighting, steel, poison, rock, dragon, ghost, and bug.
It's all of them.
All of them.
I think probably rock, earth, and ground would be pretty cool.
Ghost or poison, I think.
I remember seeing like a really sick design of a fighting type Eevee evolution, and I was like, oh, that's so sick. And from now on, like, all I think of is, dude, I want that fighting type evolution in the game. So my pick is for fighting. Although I Steel, I would love to see.
I think Rock would be pretty cool.
I'd go Ghost, Poison, but I think, like, flying, you could just do, like, a Pegasus-looking thing, you know? I'm surprised they don't have a Pegasus Pokemon yet, do they? I don't think so.
A Pegasus, like a flying horse?
Yeah.
Like a horse with wings? Not really, no.
Well, don't they have that one?
We don't have a griffin yet either, do we? We're the mythical creatures, man.
Yeah, we don't really have like a whole lot of mythical creatures in Pokemon. Because, I mean, for the most part, Pokemon designs around like real creatures.
Liger, you know? Win.
But to be fair, like, the legendaries are legendaries. Yeah, like a Pegasus legendary. I mean, the closest we've gotten to like Xerneas, but that's more like a diamond horse.
Ryle,
like a stag.
Has a question. Stag. Says, Rob mentioned his fantasy league doing a last place punishment. Mine does that as well, but they have to get cornrows. This year, the loser has to take karate lessons until they get a yellow belt. And next year, are thinking about making the loser take the SAT until they beat the national average. Thoughts? Those are bad punishments, man. Oh, those are tough.
Yo, see, so maybe I'm going to say this, but like honestly, like that black belt one sounds fun. That sounds like a fun challenge.
Like, what, go to a karate class so you get a yellow belt?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, Mr.
That would suck.
To what, boy?
Huh? Nothing. Keep going.
Like, what, if the SAT national average, that one would really suck. I would really hate that.
I think I'd beat it first try.
I wouldn't. Whoa. I'm definitely not.
You see all this forehead space, dude? All that's for this big brain, okay?
You see all this receding hairline? Like,
dude, he's
like
got the right Vegeta V. So,
this is the Majin M. Here,
Kakarot!
Yeah, those are pretty wild. We just made my friend do the combine, so.
Yeah, how'd that go, by the way?
It was fun, dude. It was a lot of fun. It was a good... I did mess up my knee, though, playing basketball.
Gotta stretch.
Well... What's this called right here behind the knee? It's sore, and like whenever I do certain sort of motions, it's like, ooh, ow. But
you mean
I can
like,
still like
literally, you mean like your knee pit?
Yes, like in my knee pit, I have
there's
like
some
this
tendons
little...
there. I don't know if there's like a
maybe there's... I like strained a tendon or like tore it a little bit or something, but yeah.
I don't think like, there's a specific
It's a little like large anytime muscle. I do like a certain kind of motion with it, it's just like a little like ooh, like ah, like it's not like ah, like I ripped my tendon, you know, like it's just kind of like ah, like I kind of strained it or something. I don't know, but I'm still Pelotoning, which is
speaking
nice.
Of muscle stuff. Why don't we ever get like butthole cramps?
Oh, I got one of those.
You don't
wait. Wait, do people actually get butthole cramps?
For sure, yes. I have.
What?
Sure. Yes.
No way.
I'm sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't believe you. A hemorrhoid is not a butthole cramp.
No, it just like it just hurts really. Like it just like hurt, like feels like your asshole is like just trying to close it.
Like all muscles, those around the rectum may spasm, and this can cause pain. Rectal spasms mainly last a few seconds or several minutes. Brief rectal spasms are called proctalgia fugax. Certain things may trigger a spasm, such as having a bowel movement, sexual activity, or constipation.
Yeah, constipation is definitely where that came from.
Interesting. I've never
heard. Cheesenip asks, have you guys ever played a Metroid game? If so, did you like it? If not, I highly recommend checking out the new one coming in October. That's probably the only one I'll ever play, is the one that's coming out in October. I've never played a Metroid.
I played the little 3D one when it came out on the DS. Pew, pew, pew. As well as like the older.
I'm surprised your parents bought you that for the DS.
Oh, I didn't. No. Oh. It wasn't mine.
Oh.
Trust. Yeah, of course it wasn't mine. It wasn't mine. No. It was literally just like Pokemon. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played those and the ones before it. They were cool.
Have you played them, Blue?
I've played them. I don't think I've ever like really finished one.
I've played the best Metroid games though. Smash, Smash Melee. Ultimate, Wii
is
U.
Samus in every game?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Love Me Marasov asks, a long time listener, GG over easy retro, first time asker, just decided to finally join the Patreon, similar to kind of an argument I had with Buddy. Would you rather be the first people to live in an underwater city on Earth or be the first people to live on another planet like Mars? Underwater city.
Probably underwater city.
I hate both.
You have to choose one.
I'd probably go Mars.
Mars, really?
Too far. Bruh,
I think I'm more afraid of the sea than I am space.
See, but like underwater is like, okay, well, you probably have like escape plans because we at least have some understanding of how Mars. You know, you're still on Earth, and if you took an escape pod up to the surface, you'd probably, you know, it might be a little rough, but you'd be okay because like you'd eventually get like a search party because the underwater city went over.
A lot could go wrong though, okay? Haven't you seen Rapture? Okay.
Absolutely. But weighing in the possibility of what could go worse, if like you're on Mars, you're done. Something goes wrong in Mars, you're done, dude.
That's kind of my thing. I feel too isolated on Mars, and like I feel like just comfortable enough on an underwater city where I feel like I'm still like part of a world.
You have a chance.
You know, I'm still part of a world.
Okay.
I'm still like one of 7 billion people. I'm not one of five.
Catch me on Mars. I'd rather blow my brains out than drown.
That's true too. Like if worst case scenario, I had to die in those places, I would pick Mars. But I think if I'm gonna live, it'll be underwater.
I'm just assuming I'm going to die. So let's be honest.
Which one is the easiest?
Yeah,
way?
So I'm going Mars.
I would still go underwater.
Ricardio the Heart asks, what is your guys' favorite Disney movie, original soundtrack, or just singular song? Personally, I think the Tarzan soundtrack is the absolute GOAT.
That's true.
I like the soundtrack. I just think Tarzan's a very okay movie. I would say my favorite song is Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride, Lilo and Stitch.
Oh.
Hawaii, you want to start your day off right? The first thing you do in the morning is listen to Hawaiian Roller Coaster Ride. You'll thank me.
Oh, Make a Man Out of You. I don't know if that's the name of the song.
That's Mulan. Yeah.
But yeah, Mulan. Let's get down to business.
To defeat. What about you, Blue?
It's definitely a tie between Mulan, between Mega Man Out of You, and Reflection. Dude, Reflection fucks.
When will?
Yeah.
That's a great.
Who I am.
I remember sitting there at six, like, when am I going
to? Dude, you belt that shit.
Like, damn. Like, when am I ever going to find out who I am? Like, damn.
And this hits.
You're looking in the mirror like.
And I'm 27 and this.
And then that music comes. It's like. And she like leaves and it's like. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Oh, it's sick. The Dick asks, hey, guys. Rob mentioned Doom Eternal a few weeks ago, and I was wondering if there are any chance of seeing some videos on it. No. It is, in my opinion, the best FPS to be released in recent memory. The way the banging original soundtrack, I would say Doom's original soundtrack in that last one too, but never mind, that's Disney. With smooth, brutal, impactful gameplay gets me rock hard every time. So I think they're asking your favorite FPS in recent memory.
Probably that, or I'll say Apex, man, because the gunplay is up there with Titanfall 2. It's just the movement isn't the same.
I would probably say Doom or Apex. Doom Eternal was sweet. I really liked the Doom Eternal. I had a good time.
Look, here's my problem with Doom. I know.
Mr.
And it's actually really a minor problem. It's literally just because of my preference. I hate heavy music.
Really?
I can't do it. Yeah. Like, I can't work out to it. I can't listen to it. I can't. It makes me. I can't tell you why, but it makes me so anxious. Yeah.
Yeah.
I cannot do it. Like, it overwhelms me. It really does. So.
I can see that. Well, Sydney says the same thing about, like, heavy metal music is that it just makes her heart race and it just makes her freak out.
Yeah. I can't think. And I'm just like.
Yeah. Oko asks, thoughts on
is
Halo
that
Infinite.
Oko?
It is. Thoughts
Holy
on Halo
shit.
Blue,
Infinite
Blue,
matches
he's
not
dead.
Giving
okay,
battle XP and wait. Thoughts on Halo Infinite matches not giving battle pass XP and instead requiring challenges to progress.
I mean, that's how most battle pass works.
I mean, it also doesn't surprise me because they're going the route where nothing ever expires, so you can always go whatever. That's true. I mean, if you think about it, isn't that exactly what Apex does?
No, because you don't get XP.
Because you have to get stars, remember?
You gotta do daily challenges.
And you only get those through daily challenges.
But don't you get like a level that's like 189 seasonal challenges? And then you can get like 800 things and then you get a pack for it, right?
But that's not Battle Pass. But that's not
Battle Pass. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's a completely separate level.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Apex literally does that. So yeah, whatever. I'm fine with that.
I mean, that's how I would prefer it if it was XP based, but like at the I've also been conditioned to expect challenges for a Battle Pass.
Trayborn asks, my fiance and I are beginning the
congrats on the sex.
Arduous.
Arduous?
Task of buying a house. Any tips of something I should have looked and helped you or wish you would have known? All right, I'm currently in that process as well.
Keeping up on your credit and all of your student debt is great.
That's a great way. Keeping up on your credit and make understanding sure. that putting your head in the sand yeah. doesn't just fix fucking everything, you know? Understanding that facing your challenges head on also kind of helps.
Yep.
Also, a fuck ton of money to put down helps.
Arguably required.
I'm taking a first home buyer class next month to like where you learn all that kind of stuff.
Well, I would tell you, first off, get a realtor and a good one. There are several. There are a lot of them. Quite literally dozens. No, but there's a lot of people. And they can suck. And I have experienced having a good one and a bad one. Trust me, you don't want a bad one. It can make and break stuff. So do your due diligence. Ask around. You don't have to pick the first one you talk to or look at houses with. Find a good realtor who seems to, because you'll know there are realtors who are there to help the buyers and there are realtors who are there to just get a commission, and that difference can make everything. So find one that'll help you out a whole bunch, unless you don't need one, but that's usually typically new builds. You can go without one, but if you're not as experienced like for me and stuff, like being able to know all the finer things, especially once you start getting to the buying phase and stuff, having to, all the paperwork, blah, 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 blah. And then also haggling prices. That would be it. Secondly, if you can wait, I don't know where you are, but I assume prices are inflated. They're inflated everywhere. So if you can wait a little bit, it'll surely go down. This is not sustainable. Average inflation is supposed to be like an increase of like 3 to 4% a year, I think. And right now, if you look online, it's 15 to 20 or something, which is insane. So if you can, wait a little bit. Also, just look everywhere on sites. Use Zillow. There's a couple others. Drive around for new builds and developments. Just do everything. Take your time. Don't pull the trigger unless you both of you literally like walk in. And you're like, this is it.
Yeah.
I don't know, that'd be my advice.
What about you, Blue?
My chances of owning a home are probably never. So can't really give you a whole lot of advice. All I can say is keep up on your credit. That's about it. But I can't give you any homeowner advice. I'm probably never going to own a home. Let's go.
Okay, we talked about Witch Queen, so we don't need to do that. Z-Train asks, I would like to take a second to appreciate Mr. Fruit's abstract shorts merch. They are so comfortable, and I had to buy a second pair. Also, don't know if it's been talked about last week, but what did we think about Star Wars Vision trailer? Also, you can pre-order the new Demon Slayer pop figures in people who are lurking. Or who are lurking for those.
Sorry, that was my alt. I forgot to take that.
Star Wars Vision trailer, we talked about it a little. Looks cool.
Yeah.
Looks super sick. What about you, Blue? I get you were gone. What did you think of the Star Wars anime trailer thing?
I don't know how I feel about it.
Oh, really?
I was hyped for it, but like seeing them like do like a lightsaber fight on a Star Destroyer, I was just like, I mean, like, I should be hyped, but I'm just kind of like, my brain is like, okay, how's it gonna
work? Give me more. My brain's give me more of that. Like, give me some more of that.
I'm gonna watch it. Like, don't get me wrong, but I'm.
Yeah.
Like, how's that gonna fit? How's that gonna work?
Well, I don't even know if these are like considered canon or anything. I have no idea.
Probably not. But like, regardless, I'm still like in my head. I'm like, this is the Star Wars universe. Fight on a Star Destroyer. Cool in theory, but
yeah. Jason Ace asks, Arteta out. Thoughts on Man City paying $30 million for Ronaldo? Kane staying at Spurs? Adam Torre, monster or man? Man U are swooping in to sign Ronaldo. Whoa. Okay. A lot to unbuckle there. Yes, Arteta out, and Ronaldo, I don't think will go to Man City. He'll probably go to Man United or something. The money doesn't matter to him.
My thoughts exactly.
He's already like nearly a billionaire. What the hell would Man City offer him to ruin his legacy with?
The sense of purpose.
Nerd B asks, I know scheduling with the Extended Dream Team is a nightmare, but when you guys will be able to do the new Jackbox Party Pack content? I really enjoy the variety of content and the video guides you guys put out every week. Is there a new Jackbox out?
Was first I heard, yeah. I don't know. Oh.
Well, we'll look into it then. Everybody likes playing Jackbox, so kind of getting everybody there for Jackbox is kind of easy, normally. Whittle asks, Fruit, what's happening with Fruit Summit? Also, love the content. You guys are the best.
That is a good question. I don't know. I'm trying to figure it out. The world's going to poop again right now, too. So
yeah. And then, like, Fruit Summit's all on Christian. He kind of has to find a time that works best for him and then go, hey, guys, what does this look like for Fruit Summit? And then everyone goes, yeah or no. So
no.
And then last question from Orange. It says, for Fruit and Blue, favorite pair from the Nuzlocke so far? Personally, my favorite pair is Dusknoir Lickitung. P.S. I got rank 1 overall for Gunbreaker and Tanks on E10s. I'm so pumped. Also having so much fun in BJCC with my statistics. Or statics. Oh, love the cast. Keep up the content coming.
Poggers. Let's go.
Yeah, who's your guys' favorite pair from the Nuzlocke?
Groudon. I don't know who he's paired with. Just Groudon.
Really?
What? It's my favorite.
You don't even know his better half.
Whatever. The Tangrowth. What's the name of Tangrowth?
Of course you
Yeah, whatever.
Know.
That dude.
Is Tangrowth the Tangela type evolution?
Yeah.
Okay.
Groudon. Probably Jerry and Ash, Arcanine and Walrein.
Groudon is my favorite because if anything, like, I'd be like, uh-oh, anyways, Earthquake.
Yeah, I'd be like, uh-oh, at least I have Dial. Oh.
Oh, at least I have Rayquaza.
Well, I didn't catch him, but Blue killed that. Is...
Oh, I see.
I did catch
And that...
Yeah, my
we'll do it for the GG Over Easy podcast, episode 98. Appreciate you guys all listening or watching wherever you guys are in this crazy world. Blue, where
stay
can
safe.
Find you on the internet?
Wear a mask.
You guys can find me over on this great site called
OnlyFans.
Twitter.com/sharktooth slash TV.
You guys can find me at twitch.tv/I'mForSonic. Happy birthday, Sammy.
You can find me writing gatekeepy posts on Bungie.net forums. So catch me there. Thank you everybody for watching and listening. We'll see you guys episode 99. We're so close. See you next week.
Peace out.
Adios.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.